nur chase me in your heart's pleasure.
Reading from the Gospel of St. John. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Christ. To be the Christ means to be the Anointed One. It's the same word as Messiah, to be anointed. Jesus was anointed by God for a specific work. He was sent by God the Father to this earth to carry out the Father's will on this earth. So his sole task and purpose was to glorify the Father. Recall his anointing at the Jordan waters. Heaven was opened. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove and landed on Christ, for he is anointed not simply with water, but he's anointed with the Holy Spirit. And the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Mary's anointing on this day is not nearly as spectacular or jaw-dropping. A little bit of perfume. No Holy Spirit, no heaven opening, no Father's booming voice. And yet it shows to us why Christ was anointed in the first place. To be buried. This is why God sent him. This was his purpose, his goal, and his mission from the moment he stepped out of those Jordan River. This is really why he was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. He came to be buried in a grave. That is his sole goal and purpose in life, for that is what it means to be the Christ. He has come for a greater purpose than simply jaw-dropping events. Death, suffering, atonement, salvation. This is what it means to be the Christ. He is a man of the cross, and he fulfills his office in three ways: by being a king, a prophet, and a priest. As a prophet, he preaches the cross. The kingdom of God is near. It is found in Christ. And so he points people to the forgiveness of God, which brings people into that eternal kingdom. He gives hope to the downcast and gladness to the sad. This is not some superficial hope, but this is a real and concrete hope centered in a real and actual death. He points people to the cross. So to be the Christ is to be a prophet. He's also our king. But unlike the kings of the world, he doesn't throw out the citizens to the front lines while he himself remains in the back barking orders. He himself steps in between us and the wrath of God. He shields us with his body so that we might be protected and saved. He bleeds for you, so that you might never bleed and die. He endures for you so that you might never suffer any blows or pain or agony. This king fights for you day and night. This king fought for you in the desert and on Calvary's hill. So he alone is the victor. He alone is the conqueror. He alone is the ruler. And we joyfully follow in his path. His victory is our victory. To be the Christ is to be a king. Finally, he is also a priest. He offers a perfect sacrifice not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. His blood appeases God's wrath. His sacrifice reconciles you to God. There is nothing you have to do. It's not up to you to do your best to make it up to God somehow. It's not up to you to make your lives better or to please God in any way, but it's up to Christ. It is his sacrifice, his atonement, his offering. He mediates between God and man so that he might reconcile God and man through his blood. So that is what it means to be the Christ, to be a prophet, a priest, and a king. He's a man of the cross, one destined for the grave, and by God's grace, Mary saw that. So she anointed him on this day. She anointed him for his burial because she knew full well it would be rushed. She got it. Judas did not. She understood Christ came for heavenly, eternal things, while Judas was only concerned about lining his pockets. She understood and looked forward to eternity, while Judas is concerned only about the here and now. So Mary rejoices in Christ's burial, while Judas could care less. There's a Judas inside of each and every one of us. We call it the sinful flesh. We all have stolen from God's money bag to line our own pockets, to make our lives better. We focus on what we can do here and now rather than setting our hearts on things above, as St. Paul urges us. We try to play it off as piety, but this flesh does care more about right now. So give me something that I can use now, Pastor. Yes, I know Jesus died. Yes, I know heaven is mine. But give me that silver bullet, those little words of wisdom that just make my life better. Inside of each and every one of us, there is also a Mary. Faith that spills over into beautiful actions. And so we get it. We get why Christ came. We get his cross. We get why he had to be buried. The cross is the culmination of his love for us. And his tomb was a necessary bed so that we might never have to rest in our tombs eternally. So we will be set free, for he did not stay there, and neither can we. So there is our salvation in Christ, our King, in Christ, our prophet, in Christ, our priest. He shields us from the pain and agony. He offers the perfect sacrifice to redeem us. And he declares to us and to the whole world, it is finished. Nothing more needs to be done. All is accomplished. You are reconciled to God. Atonement, forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is what it means to be the Christ. This is what it means to be your Christ. How can we not give to him our best when he has given to us so much? How can we not give to him all that we are? We exist only for him. All that we are is used in service to him, for he is anointed to be our Christ, to be our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
sustain our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I said, O Lord, be merciful unto me.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
In the day of trouble I call upon you.
For the against me.
Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us.
For we hope in you.
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness.
And let your saints shout for joy.
O Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Save your people and bless your inheritance.
Lead them also and lift them up forever.
Remember your congregation,
which you have purchased for all.
Peace be within our walls.
And prosperity within our dwelling places.
Let us pray for our absent brothers and sisters. Let us pray for the brokenhearted and the captives. Send them help from the strength sanctuary.
The Lord be with you. Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives in